You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to the Week 15 edition of Drive to Survivor on the Hammer HQ. Sub to the channel, smash a like, and reminder to go to thehammer.bet for all your sports betting needs. Doesn't matter the sport, you go to thehammer.bet and you find it over there, all right? Rob Pizzola and I will try to convince Cam Stewart into making a pick. However, Cam says he already has a pick, so let's hear it. You convince us, pal.
I know we're supposed to go at, like, any team matters and stuff, but I'm actually doing this for the real people left in Survivor who don't have all the big teams, the Chiefs, the Eagles, everything else. I've already looked at the schedule. The Washington Commanders are my Survivor pick, and nothing will change it this week.
Not even a tie?
It depends on your league. Some leagues ties survive, and other leagues
It's chow chow. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out with your tie.
I'm in two. One year were out, the other one you were in. So it could go both ways. But what do you okay, guys? I'm just being real. You can't take KC at minus 14. You can't take the Eagles at minus 9. I think Dallas is in a dangerous spot. Rob, you like the Jaguars plus 4. Carolina, Pittsburgh, that's a dog's breakfast. New Orleans, maybe Desmond Ridder plays great. Patriots, Raiders, pass. Denver, Arizona, dangerous.
What about the Packers on Monday Night Football against the Rams? Do you
People
trust
use Mayfield? The Packers.
Have they?
Yes.
This year, the Packers?
Early in the season, yes.
I guess.
Probably week two is probably when people use the Packers.
I think we got knocked out with the Packers, did we not?
That's what I was going to say. I think if you use the Packers, you're probably not in a survivor pool anymore.
No, but I'm gonna take things in a different approach for all the people that actually watch this and laugh at us and go, these guys can take whatever the hell they want. Like, if you're in a survivor out of, like, the rare lean teams that are left, like, you're not going to take Carolina. I think you can take Washington. Does that make sense to you?
No, I think Washington is a lot better than the New York Giants. And, like, Washington, I think, has a big advantage the way that this game is scheduled, because the Giants had to play a game in between where Washington's going Giants by Giants. And I think that helps them a lot. But, like, they did just play a tie. It's an NFC East game, divisional game. I mean, I don't know that there's great options this week, but, like, in that range, what's Washington right now? 4.5, 5-point favorite?
4.5.
Yeah, I mean, I
what's better, them or the Saints?
Well, the Saints is just a huge unknown. The Saints is not, like, that game can go Saints win by 30 or the Falcons win by 30. Like, it could, there's so many wide range of outcomes because we don't know what Desmond Ridder is in that game.
Also, Minnesota's dangerous.
If you had to take, let's say you were all out of favorites and you had to take an underdog to win outright, who would you take?
An underdog to win outright, I would take. Great question, Pat.
I would take the Steelers.
I would take the Ravens.
I would take. Still scrolling.
Seahawks. You would take the Seahawks. Really? Really? The Seahawks?
Yes. Yeah, actually. And you know me, I actually, like, they're my team, but I've been very realistic with them. I think they could beat the 49ers.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you, but we'll see about that. I'd much rather the three in the hook with them rather than an outright.
So
win.
What are we going to do? Are we all in on the Commies?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to talk you out of it. You seem to be very, I actually prefer weeks where you just are very adamant about where you're going to pick. Cause then
it's good. Cause you
absolve the blame
no
from ourselves. Yeah.
And
exactly.
People could come at me, which is enjoyable. Hey, yes. Cam, you are a fucking gearbox stooge because you put an ice cube in your red wine and your Washington pick sucked even harder than your wine drink.
I hope they call you the names that you call other people. Call you a big fucking turkey. Cam, yeah, you're a big fucking turkey.
I don't mind being called a turkey. Actually, it's funny. With my scene card, I got $10 off my butterball that's just sitting in my deep freezer ready to hit the fryer. I can't wait.
I actually didn't even know scene cards still exist.
I think they just brought them back.
Pat, and you know you're a very smart lad. So are you, Pizzola. Apparently, Cineplex during COVID had they were on death's door as a company. So now they're doing all sorts of stuff to get it back. It's actually a pretty good deal. I went to the grocery store and they're knocking prices off everything with this scene card. I haven't been to a movie since that movie. What was the last time I've been to a movie theater? The one where Tanya Harding got hit with the stick by Galooly. Oh, yeah. A good movie, by the way. What's
Nancy
it called?
Nancy something.
Tanya or something.
I, Tanya.
Yeah. When did that movie come out, Pat? About 8 years ago?
I don't know about that long.
Yeah, I think it was like 2018.
But, yeah.
Whatever it was. That was the last movie I've seen in a theater. That's all you need to know.
Mm. How do you cook your turkey for Christmas?
There's a lot of different ways, Rob. You could do it the Phil Esposito way and put it on the driveway and just put it in hot grease and get that crispy coating with the tenderness inside. But I like to do it low and slow in the oven and make the house smell like turkey. The aromas are very, very nice, and that's what I do.
Do you spatchcock it beforehand? Crush it down?
No,
like
spatchcock it. It's not a friggin' Portuguese chicken. It's a turkey. You can stuff it, but I just put it in the damn roaster. I know what you do. You get a little bit of the brushes. You brush it with a little bit of butter oil. Make sure the top doesn't get too black. And then you just, it's like a baby. You caress it. You love it. You put the butter on it. You make sure everything stays very moist. And, oh, God, I love cooking. I love cooking when I don't have to do it for a living. You know, you get my drift?
I get it. I the only reason I ask is because I personally think turkey is a very overrated bird.
It depends. Depends on what it is. Like, I enjoy a nice turkey sandwich, like a smoked turkey sandwich. Yeah, I very much enjoy that. I don't want to sit down and eat a turkey.
I agree. And everybody's always like, well, then you haven't had a good turkey before. You didn't cook it like that. You didn't spatchcock your turkey.
Yeah, give me a fucking steak or something like that. I'd much prefer.
Exactly. I prefer the Christmas ham. The glazed ham to the turkey. And I'll eat that all day.
It's a pick-up. Ham's great. Turkey's great. You got to mix it up. And another thing that turkey's great for, I know it gets gross at the end with the oils and like some of the meats. That's why you got to like carve it up properly. But I will say, you guys are right. A turkey sandwich on soft white bread with some Miracle Whip or Hellman's. You can't beat a turkey sandwich is the key. You said the leftover sandwiches are money in the bank.
I want to throw this out here to you guys. I don't know if obviously you guys didn't watch the spread show, but Cust was talking about parking and how he's so upset about parking in our city because people are parking in wrong places. He thinks that parking tickets should be like 8 times as much as they are right now to incentivize people to not legally park. I just got a tweet that came across my timeline that said all municipal parking pay stations in Halifax are currently out of order, not accepting payment. Please do not pay them. Park wherever you want.
Exactly. You said it. Like the guys, even parking meters are fading them now. Wow. I like the guy though. Cuss is my guy. He's a doctor of something, but yeah, that's what it is.
I don't know how the universe is just aligned against him as hard as it is.
Say that at all. I think he's actually lived quite a good life. The guy has money. He's got a wicked job. He's got a degree. He's smart. He's friends with Mayo. He's got a lot of things going on. He has a job. I don't think the universe is working against him.
Well, I mean, he should have cashed in like way quicker than this. Like if you have the ability to have every one of your opinions be invalidated at some point or another, how are you not like owning a gold rocket car and a private island at this point? Like if you're that strong at being a mush, he should have cashed in a lot sooner than he has.
But the moment that he tries to play against his real pick, it never ever works. He tries it sometimes.
You're right,
Pat. Doesn't work.
It's got to be authentic.
Well, I mean, it still could be authentic, right? I mean, it's tough to navigate the waters there. I know what you're saying. Like the minute that he tries to you know, ham it up, so to speak, it's not going to work anymore. It has to be from the heart. But I mean, I feel like if I was that like I watch the Custies every year with Pat at the end of the season, and like the amount of like that list of stuff you can vote on is like it takes me 10 days to just scroll through it on the computer to even vote because there's so many things the guy got wrong over the course of the year. How can he not have profited more on his wrong opinions?
You know,
Paul Robin,
do you know?
I think his lists are fake too. Like you can't like bland Jello and other things, or like I think a lot of the time it's shock value.
He
just take the shittiest food for seniors and like put it up at the top. Like
you think Cust is a shock jock, is what you're saying?
Kinda. Like I just don't believe that he really thinks these bland, horrible products like rice. Like he ranks shit that I have like at the bottom of my list. Top. Like any human being says that dessert sucks. Or that food sucks, but he always has them at the top. Maybe he's just got different taste buds.
Taste buds, yeah, it's possible.
It could happen.
Like, I don't know where.
Well, that was the week 15 edition of Drive to Survivor on the Hammer HQ. Go to thehammer.bet for all of your sports betting needs. Sub to this channel, smash like, and check out all of the other content up on the Forward Progress channel and on the Hammer HQ. For Rob and Cam, I'm Pat Mayo. See you next week.